Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. The federal government says 80 people have been released from immigration detention after the High Court ruled that indefinite detention was unlawful. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles says dozens of people on appropriate visa conditions have already been released since the ruling. The reversal of a two-decade-old decision was delivered in the case of a Rohingya man from Myanmar who faced the prospect of detention for life because no country would resettle him due to a criminal conviction for child sex abuse. At the time of the decision, there were more than 90 refugees in a similar situation to the Rohingya man, and another 340 in long-term detention. The opposition's immigration spokesman, Dan Tehan, says the government needs to say more about the people who have been released so far.
The public needs to know, and the public wants to know, what is the government doing to keep them safe? What are the character grounds that these people were being held on? What are they doing to liaise with state and territory police?
Immigration Minister Giles has told ABC Radio community safety is the government's priority, and those released would be required to regularly report to Australian Federal Police, Border Force, and any other relevant bodies. And hearings will begin this week in a Senate inquiry which is investigating the Optus outage, which saw millions of customers across Australia unable to access phone and internet for several hours. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who will chair the inquiry, says the company's CEO, Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin, will speak to the inquiry this Friday. More than 10 million Optus customers and businesses were affected last week when the outage prevented people from connecting to the internet or making or receiving calls, taking more than 12 hours to resolve. Senator Hanson-Young says the inquiry will seek to find out the cause of the outage and will try to understand why Optus did not communicate better with customers.
Australians deserve better, and they need to know that when they have to access their bank, when they have to be able to call emergency, when they need to be able to do their business via their phone and internet, that they can trust that they have a reliable service.
And in cricket, World Cup hosts India have made it to the semi-finals with a crushing 160-run victory over the Netherlands to maintain their unbeaten record in the tournament. Shreyas Iyer and KL Rahul both smashed centuries as the duo lit up the stage in Bangalore on the Hindu festival of Diwali to get India to 4 for 410 and record their 9th straight group win yesterday. The bottom-placed Netherlands side started their batting well but never threatened India and were dismissed for 250 in just under 48 overs. India captain Rohit Sharma told official broadcaster Fox Sports His team was trying not to look too far ahead during the tournament.
You know, it's a long tournament, 11 games in all. If you go all the way, that's a lot of games, you know. So it was important for us to break it down and focus on one game and then play that well. And I think that is what everyone did.
I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.